there. Today's message is about the benefits of praising. What are the benefits of praising and understanding how to why praising is so important? I think too often we get caught up in what's happening in the world. We get caught up in our own problems, and we forget all about praising God and thanking God. But if we truly understand what God has done in our life, if we truly understand that He has already won the victory, that He has already given us the blessing, that He has that we already have the favor, that we have abundance and prosperity, we already have it. He's already given it. If we start to understand that redemption has already been received the minute you say, "Jesus, yes, come into my heart," that everything that you did before has been washed away, and that now you are walking in a different life, that you're a new creature. If you truly understand that, then you realize how important praising God is. You don't forget to praise God. It becomes an easy thing to praise God no matter what's happening. As we looked back last week, remember, and the week before, we talked about these guys that were successful. And really, I see this is what they were doing. Daniel and Joseph, we talked about over the last 2 weeks, how they were successful, even though here they were slaves and they didn't have a lot of stuff in the beginning, especially, that made them look successful. They had that character of success. And one of the main things that they were doing is they were praising God. No matter what was going on in their life, and it was far worse than anything that's going on in your life, you know, they were praising God. They stuck with the plan, they stuck with God, and they never forgot about that. And it didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter who was threatening them. It didn't matter that they were taken as slaves. It didn't matter that they were taken out of the families that they were used to, the houses they were used to, the homeland that they were used to, and taken to a foreign country. And that happened to both Joseph and Daniel. They kept on praising God. I mean, that could have been a time to go, "What, God? Why am I going to praise God? I don't got anything to praise God for right now." And start grumbling and start complaining and start gossiping and, you know, really go down the wrong path. But that's not what Daniel and Joseph did. We saw over the last 2 weeks that they stayed in that vein of praise. They were celebrating and glorifying God. And we saw that when they glorified God, God got the glory and they got the promotion.
Amen.
Every single time we saw them moving up through the ranks, it didn't matter what other people were trying to do to them. They continued to be promoted because they were given the glory to God. But we really want to understand this more. What are the benefits of praising? What's so great about praising? And I wanted to start off by reading this verse from Revelation 5, verse 13. You might recognize it if you've been in our Bible study, because this is a verse that we did this past week. And it says, "And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Now, I asked about this particular verse when we were reading, and I asked God to reveal to me what's going on here. Because what I heard is I heard Him saying, every creature that lives on the earth is blessing God. And I was thinking, wait a minute. God is the one that's got the blessing, and God is the one giving the blessing to us. So why do all these creatures that He created need to be blessing Him? That didn't make sense to me. And then God reminded me. He said, "You're co-heirs." He said, "You're co-heirs." And if I go down and read that verse about co-heirs, it's in Romans 8:16. This kind of explains that very clearly. "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." That's what God was reminding me of when I was talking to Him, that we are joint heirs. And what that means is the one who sits on the throne, remember, Jesus sits at the right hand of Him. And if we're co-heirs with Christ, that means we sit right there at the right hand of God too. We sit on the throne as well. And then God began to explain to me that this blessing is coming from everything that God created. everything that God created is blessing you. If you have received Jesus into your heart and you have become a co-heir, now everything that God has created is a blessing to you. It's blessing you. And as I began to receive this revelation from God, I started feeling the blessing coming. And I saw beautiful, incredible landscapes and mountains and oceans and trees and wonderful forests. And as I saw this stuff, I felt that this blessing was for me, that God created all this stuff to bless me. And the blessing was coming for me. And as I received that, I felt this incredible peace and calmness coming into my life. And I felt really good and uplifted. And this was an incredible story, incredible revelation that God gave me, that everything that He created is a blessing for me. Now, not everything on the earth was created by God right now. And I say that because we live in a two-party system, or should I say two systems. And so I want to just mention that for a moment, the two-party system, or two separate systems, I should say. There is a system of God, and there is the system of man. And because at one point we moved away from God and we began living in our own system, according to our own understandings and our own beliefs, that began to create stuff on the earth. We have the power to co-create. And as a result of that, when we stepped away from God's plan and being in alignment with God, we began to create our own things. So a lot of times there's stuff that is destructive, there are things that are harmful, and we see, you know, bad things happening in the world, and we wonder, why would God have created that? And the point is, God did not create that. It was us going away from God and going into our own thing that created that. The system of God, everything that God created, was to bless us, was to be a blessing for us. And when we begin to focus on that and receive that, what do? We're giving more power to what God has created. And we are receiving the blessing if we're focused on that. Now, this was great revelation that I got, but it didn't stop. Often you'll hear me talk about how when we do the Bible study, I say, pay attention over the next few nights, over the next few days, over the next week, because when you ask God a question, He continues to answer the question. He continues to give information about that. Well, the next morning, Liza comes to me and she says, God has been speaking to me all morning, and He's been giving me information. And it was directly related to these verses from the night before. I totally understand this and know this, that God was now revealing more. And the question is, what happens when you praise God? So God starts to reveal to us what happens when you praise God. So think about that for a moment. What happens when you praise God? A lot of people believe that when you're praising God, you're sending it out there to some distant source, some distant, you know, deity out there beyond yourself. But the truth is, if God dwells in you, if God dwells in you and you're praising God, where is the praise going? The praise is coming right there to the Spirit of God. It is coming with inside of you. It is filling you up. That is where it is. In 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If the Spirit of God dwells in you and you're praising God, where is the praise and the blessings going? It is coming in and filling you up. It is filling up that best part, that God part of you, with blessings and praise. This is, yeah, say amen to this. Amen. This is something to get excited about. Because a lot of times we're thinking that something out there is getting the praise. This shows where you're getting a benefit when you're praising. The Spirit of God, which is dwelling in you, is being filled up, being powered up, being lifted to a greater height. And as a result, you're being lifted to a greater height. Your life is being lifted to a greater height. Your wisdom is being lifted to a greater height. Your strength is being lifted to a greater height. Every level of your being is being lifted up because you're praising God. And the blessing is actually coming into the Spirit of God that dwells in you. It's coming into your life as a result of that. We have the Spirit of God dwelling in us if we have received Jesus and said, I receive you, I take you as my Savior, come into my heart, live with me. Then we're transformed, and now the Spirit of God enters us and dwells within us. And now when we praise God, it comes into us. It fills us up. And that's not all. It also goes to everybody else who has received Jesus. Every single person that are the people of God, that have the Spirit of God dwelling in them, that blessing goes to them. That praise goes to them. It goes into them and fills them up and lifts them up and empowers them and strengthens them. In this one single act of praising God, something so simple that is so important. This is why I say, come to Golden Heart Sunday morning and praise God with me. Come to morning, because if we don't have that praise in our life, if we don't have the routine of praise in our life, we sometimes get into a different mode. We get into a grumbling mode or a complaining mode or a seeing what's wrong with the world mode. And what are we doing? We're not filling that Spirit of God with us up through the praise. We really want to be in the habit of praising God. And when we come together as a group and praise God, it multiplies. Not just twice, not just three times, it multiplies in a greater sense. This is why I want you guys to be excited and praising God.
Amen.
There are benefits to praising God, and the benefits directly relate to your life.
Yes.
They relate to you and how good you're going to feel. When we can get excited about praising God, and I tell you, if you're not excited about praising God right now, you've just missed what I said. You've missed the whole thing. You should be very excited about, wow, the most important thing in my life, I should be praising God. I should be praising God every moment of the day. I should be praising God every chance I get. I should be letting praise go out. Why? Because the Spirit of God is dwelling within you, and that's what gets fueled up. That's what gets fired up by your praise. The blessings begin to come in and lift you to a new level. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
This is something to be excited about. Man, when Liza gave me this revelation and was talking about this, what happens when you praise God, I was like, oh my goodness, I never thought of it quite that way. But it's true. And when God revealed that, he was saying, you know, the only thing that was running in my mind was, I got to praise God more. I've got to get more excited about praising God. And I love praising God. Whenever I praise him, it feels good. And now I know why it feels good.
Yeah.
Now I know why I get so excited, but all it made me do was realize you've got to be more focused on God, giving more praise to him, because this is important. Another thing was revealed on top of that.
Oh my God.
That's what I said too. God said that in praising him in this way, you were fulfilling those two important commandments, love God and love your neighbor. In praising him. Because your love and your praise and your gratitude is going out to God, which is coming into you because you're filled with the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going out to everybody else, your neighbor, that is filled with the Spirit of God. So you're loving God and you're loving your neighbor. And remember, that's what Jesus said was very important. In Matthew chapter 22, he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. And this is the first and the great, great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now he said this when somebody asked him, what is the great commandment in the law? What is the greatest commandment in the law? So he said, love God, love your neighbor. These two are the most important. Now you're starting to understand and see why. Because now you know what happens when you begin to praise God. See, God created everything to bless us. Remember what I was talking about? Everything that God created was to bless us. And even the praising of God is blessing us. Man, God has made this easy for us. Can it get any easier for us? God has made this an easy journey for us. Now, what happens when you praise other people or yourself? Where does the praise go? Because we just talked about where the praise goes when you're praising God. Where does the praise go when you're praising somebody else?
Your
or yourself. Now, I talked about a two-party system, or two systems, the system of God and the system of man. Now, if you're praising yourself and you're praising people, you're not praising God. That means it's not going for the system of God, it's going to the opposite system, the system of man. So what is it fueling now? What is it filling up? Where is that going? Right? It's not fueling up the Spirit of God that dwells in you. It's not lifting you to a greater height. It's not helping you to become greater. But look how it is in the world. Many times we think we need to get praise for ourselves. We think we need to get praise in order to get ahead or to feel better. If somebody would just tell me how great I am, oh, then everything would be okay. Isn't that often what the world is thinking? But you see, that's the system of man. In the system of man, we want to get praised, or we say, oh man, we start praising somebody else. Oh man, you're amazing. You're so incredible. You're the most awesome I've ever seen. And what are we really doing? We're not praising the system of God, which is going to lift them up. We're praising in that system of man, which is going to tear them down. They're actually going to feel worse. Oh, initially their head might get swollen and they think, oh, this is great. But it's actually going to take them down to a different level. They're going to not be in the kingdom of God. They're going to be in the kingdom of darkness. We've been delivered from that kingdom of darkness. That's why God says, praise me. Give me praise. Why? Because it fills you with praise. Remember what Daniel was doing? I was talking about this last week. He gave the glory to God and then he got the promotion. The same thing is true right here, is what's happening with praise. We're giving the glory to God, we're praising Him, and we're getting the promotion. We are being lifted up to a new level. That's what a promotion is, right? Yes. You're being put into a new position. And that happens when we're praising God. It happened when Daniel was giving glory to God, he got promoted. The same thing is happening here too. Now, if you're praising yourself and giving glory to yourself, you're not going to get the promotion. You're going to get the demotion. You're going to go down to a different level. And yet the system of man, that's what we keep thinking. That's what we have to do. We have to be giving ourselves praise. And that's not working. It actually works when we begin to praise God. Now we're being filled up. You know what came to me as Liza was sharing all this with me? It started to click a bell. This is why there's this big movement about people trying to love themselves. It's a misunderstanding. And I began to understand this is the true way to fill yourself with love. If you really want to feel love, this is how to do it. Loving yourself doesn't work. It moves you down. It demotes you into a lower position. You get in alignment with the kingdom of man rather than the kingdom of God. But here, this way of praising God that fills the Spirit of God that dwells within you is actually really what's creating the love inside. Amen. If you were to truly want to love yourself, which you can't do, this would be the way to do it, by praising God. By loving God and loving your neighbor, you're being filled with love. And ultimately, I think that's what people are trying to do when they say, I need to love myself more. They're saying, I sure would like to have some more love in my life. Oh, gee, I sure wish I felt more love for myself. Gee, why do I feel so empty and so barren and there's nothing in there? Because they don't feel it. The problem is the more they try to love themselves, the less they feel, the lower they're moved. The less they feel, the lower they're moved. They keep being demoted. And here what they can do is praise God. And the minute they praise God, they're filled up inside with love. They're filled up inside with blessing because the Spirit of God dwells within them. They're filled up inside and they begin to move to a higher level. This is the proper way to do it. Whoa, God was good. He was revealing all kinds of stuff to us. Yes. Amazing things. Now, he started to talk to me after when Liza got me excited. Suddenly, God starting to speak to me. And he said, so what happens when you begin to gossip and complain about the situation you're in and start whining? Where does that go? Because if praising yourself takes you down, imagine what complaining and whining and grumbling about what's happening in your life. First of all, it puts your focus on the problem rather than the solution. And secondly, again, It's feeling all the worst parts of yourself. It's not feeling the parts of God that are going to help you to grow and become your best. It's feeling that kingdom of darkness. It's taking you down into a lower level. It's demoting you. Instead, we need to keep our focus on the solution. And I know there are times where we're struggling and we're trying to get through things and we don't know how to do it. And the main thing that God keeps telling us, stay focused on Him. Keep looking at the solution. And He created the ultimate solution when He came and walked on the earth as Jesus. That is the ultimate solution for every problem, and that's why He said, you have victory over the world. Because that is the solution. So rather than focusing and grumbling on what's not working in your life, begin to realize, wait a minute, I've already received the solution to this, and it's Jesus. And when you focus on that perfection, and you begin to praise God, what begins to happen in your life? You begin to get promoted. The Spirit of God that dwells in you is lifted up. You begin to feel the love and the goodness coming. You get your focus on the right place because you're focused on God. And when you're focused on Him, you're focused on the solution. And now the answers begin to come. Sometimes we get so locked in on what's not working that we forget to look at what does work. God always works. The system of God always works. Faith always works. It never fails. And yet, if we're focused on the system of man and we're trying to figure out how that's going, it's not going very well. That's how it's going. It's not going at all. So we got to change our focus and focus on the system of God. And it's all right there in the praising of God. Now, let's take it another level because God revealed more to us. What happens when you tithe into the kingdom of God? Think about this for a moment. Where are you tithing? You're already a part of the kingdom of God because the Spirit of God dwells in you. The minute you received Jesus, you were made a part of the kingdom of God. And so where is your tithe going when you're planting that seed in the kingdom of God? It is going to you. Say amen.
Amen.
It is going to you and other people of God. They are receiving that tithe and that blessing into their life. That is what is transforming them and lifting them. This is why God keeps saying, tithe unto me. Give joyously and cheerfully. Remember, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Let's sow joyously. Let's sow, because that's why He said we're going to reap it. Because it's coming back to us. It's coming back. It's already, we're sowing it into ourselves. We're into our spirit. The Spirit of God that dwells in us is being sown into that. And so we've already got it. Sometimes people think, well, I don't want to give that away. I won't have it. But they're not understanding how things work. When we're praising God, we're receiving the praise because He dwells within us. When we're tithing into the kingdom of God, we're receiving that because we're already in the kingdom of God. Everything that we're giving to God, we're really giving to ourselves. We're giving to the best part of ourselves. We're giving to the part that yearns and dreams for the success, to fulfill the goals, to have the great relationship. That's what we're giving to God. And guess what? We're getting it right back immediately.
Amen.
It's coming right back into us and filling us up. And that's what we want. We want our best self, the part that God created. He created us to be amazing. He created you to be incredible. He created you to do wonderful, powerful things. He gave you authority. He gave you blessing. He gave you favor. It's all yours right now. And the minute you begin to praise Him, it fires you up. It charges you up. It gets you ready to do all the things you were meant to do. Say amen.
Amen.
This is what we need to do every day. We need to understand. I hope you've received this today, how this works. It's very simple. It's such as, man, could God have made this any easier for us? He is asking us to praise Him so that everything that He has created can bless us. He's asking us to tithe into His kingdom so that everything He created can bless us. Everything that He has done is to make it easy for us. And all we have to understand is how easy it has been made. It's so simple. And that when we really understand that, we can receive it. Jesus put it this way. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
It came to me as I was preparing this verse of what Jesus was saying about my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I believe he was talking exactly about the kingdom of God and how God created. He made life easy for us. He made life easy. He lifts that burden from us of us feeling guilty or having problems or having made mistakes. He lifts that from us. And then we begin to praise God, which is an automatic feeling. The minute the burden's lifted, you go, oh, thank you, God. That's good. And that fuels us up even more. Everything God created is to bless us. And the more that we can focus and see how many great things that God has created, guess what? The more we praise God. And what does that do? That, again, fills us up with the praise and the blessing because the Spirit of God dwells within us and lifts us up even higher. All we need to do is stay focused on the solution, which is God. The more we praise God and see the wonderful things that He has created in the world and praise Him for that, the more we will see that in our life. The more that will manifest in your life. His goodness and His praise and His blessings will manifest in incredible ways because He's made it easy for you. It's like Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
Can you feel that?
Amen.
I hope so.
Praise God.
I think about this, you know, as God was revealing this to Liza and began to reveal more to me and we were speaking about this, how exciting it was. I think sometimes we feel like there's nothing exciting in our life. Sometimes we feel like it's such a struggle. The minute you begin to feel like that, I can tell you right away, you've begun to focus on the system of man. If you begin to think things are hard, you have begun to focus on the system of man. If you begin to grumble and complain, you're focused on the system of man. If you feel like nothing's working, you're focused on the system of man. Because I can tell you right now that the system of God never fails, that the system of God works. It works every time, and it's easy. Jesus wouldn't have said that it was easy if it wasn't easy. And even the problems that come up against you, it's easy to overcome them. Just stay focused on the solution because God provided it. And His name is Jesus. And you've already received that solution. And once you've received that solution and you start to praise God, you're filled up because the Spirit of God dwells in you and all the praise and all the blessings are coming to you. Everything God created is to bless you in your life in all ways and all times, every single day.